Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Late last week, the Campbell County Public Land Board approved a memorandum of understanding between itself, the city, and the county that will make it possible for all three to sign a contract with the International Pathfinders Camporee, which will bring the event to Gillette in 2024 and 2029. The memorandum defines which entities are responsible for which expenses in the Camporee contract, with the city and county agreeing to split costs of up to $1.5 million each, with the land board picking up the difference. The Gillette man found with more than 7,000 fentanyl pills and more than 10 pounds of methamphetamine after leading law enforcement on a high-speed chase at the beginning of the year has been sentenced to over 8 years in federal prison. Brett Sheeler was also sentenced to 5 years supervised probation and $5,000 in restitution. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Students and parents are invited to orientations being held before school starts on the 22nd. Orientation for 7th graders in junior highs will include locker assignments, class locations, and scheduled trial runs, which will include lunch for parents and students. Thunder Basin High School is holding open house on Tuesday, and Campbell County High School and Westwood High School will be on Thursday. Parents should refer to their individual students' schools for their particular events. Parents are reminded that for kids to attend public school, their vaccinations must be up to date. Proof of immunizations or a medical religious exemption must be turned into the student's school board within 30 days of enrollment, or students will not be able to attend school until they are. Shots can be obtained either from personal providers or from Campbell County Public Health for free on Wednesdays. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.